Israeli war planes have carried out a series of airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. Israeli jets pounded a number of areas, including positions of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. Loud explosions were heard following the attacks. There has been no immediate report of casualties. Tel Aviv claims airstrikes were in response to rockets fired by Palestinians toward Israel. Israeli military says rockets were intercepted. Our Gaza correspondent Ashraf Shannon says Israel's killing of Palestinians during Friday's March of Return rallies was the reason behind the latest escalation of tensions.
The Islamic Jihad military wing, the Al-Quds Brigade, said that the Palestinian resistance groups had to respond to to what they describe as the massacre against the protesters earlier in the day, earlier Friday, as Israeli forces killed at least four protesters and injured some 200 others who were taking part in peaceful rallies in the east of the Gaza Strip as part of the Great March of Return rallies. Now, it's very likely that these airstrikes will continue throughout the night and maybe till the morning, as Israeli military brass has said that this is just the beginning of the response to the rocket fire from Gaza. The situation could escalate into a new war, maybe similar or even worse than the situation in 2014 when Israel launched a 50-day war, killing at least 2,200 Gazans and injured some 15,000 others.
Meanwhile, in occupied Ramallah, a Palestinian has been killed during clashes with Israeli forces there. Palestinian Health Ministry said 33-year-old victim Othman Ladadwa was shot in the back. Another man was shot in the head and is now in critical condition. Clashes first erupted between Israeli settlers and Palestinians. Israeli troops then intervened, firing tear gas and live ammunition at the Palestinians. The Israeli regime has intensified its crackdown on Palestinians in occupied territories during the past months.